So I have to say, the deacons and I really enjoy those beautiful needlepoint tapestries. They're absolutely stunning. It's like we feel like royalty being up there. It is just amazing. So again, thank you to those 13 wonderful ladies that did all of that wonderful work for us. Leprosy was one of the most feared and most frequently encountered diseases in ancient times. The bacterial skin infection started small, almost imperceptibly, but soon it spread. It rotted the victim's extremities, fingers, nose, lips, and gave off a thoroughly disgusting smell. As explained in today's first reading, lepers were excluded from society and left to die a slow, painful, humiliating death. They were prohibited by law from coming within 100 yards of healthy people. This is why they had to shout out, "Unclean, unclean." To come into contact with a leper was to make oneself unclean, since their disease, so it was believed, was a sign of God's punishment. Theologians and spiritual writers have always seen in this Old Testament conception of leprosy a symbol of sin. Sin is a kind of spiritual leprosy. It disfigures our souls and spreads to every corner of our lives. It destroys us and destroys our ability to relate to other people. It cuts us off from the purpose of our life and our role in human society and human history. Just as leprosy starts small but spreads and grows, so one sin, one betrayal of our conscience, or one compromise with church teaching can easily become a spark that starts a spiritual forest fire. And so when Jesus reaches out and touches this leper and heals him, it is much more than just another miracle. It is a revelation of Christ's entire mission. He is the Redeemer, the Savior. He is the one who comes into this fallen, sin-infected world and with the power of his mercy and grace cleanses it and gives it a new start. And he does the same thing with each one of our lives as often as we need it. Jesus came and still comes not to condemn, but to save. St. Mark points out a subtle detail in this encounter that we should not overlook. Jesus cured the leper by touching him. Let's think about that just for a minute. Jesus was all-powerful. There are times in the Gospels where he performs a miracle simply with a word or even just with an unspoken desire. He didn't have to touch this leper. And in fact, it was against Jewish law to touch him. A word or a wave of his hand would have done the trick, fulfilled the law, and been a much more pleasant than touching the putrid flesh of this repugnant, malodorous outcast. And yet, Jesus does touch him. He makes a point of touching him. Jesus goes beyond what is strictly necessary because he wants to show us that his love is superabundant. He doesn't measure out his mercy in milligrams like a pharmacist. He pours it out like Niagara Falls. Jesus touched that leper for our sake, just as he suffered the scourging, the crowning with thorns, the way of the cross, and his long excruciating crucifixion for our sake. He knows that it is hard for us to trust him, to come to him with our wounds, our sins, our weaknesses, and our failures. He knows it's hard for us, so he makes it easier by showing us that he is so much bigger than all of that. Saint Therese of the Child Jesus used to say that compared to the fire of Christ's merciful love, all of our sins are just like a little drop of water being tossed into a blazing furnace. He longs to forgive us, to save us, to give us a fresh start as often as we need it, if only we will give him that chance. None of our hidden leprosies surprise or repel him. He knows us too well. He loves us too unconditionally. There's another detail about this encounter that we should not overlook. St. Mark tells us that the leper came to Jesus close enough to kneel in front of him. Why would he do that when everyone knew that the law required him to keep his distance? Something about Jesus must have inspired his confidence. The leper must have sensed that Jesus would not be repulsed by his disgusting disease. And the leper was right. Jesus smiled at him, as we can tell from his choice of words, "I do will it." He touched him and healed him, something no one else could do or would do. Is that how we think of Jesus? Do we have that kind of confidence in Jesus? Jesus has chosen to stay as close to us as he was to that leper by giving us the most holy Eucharist. In every Catholic church, Jesus is truly present in the tabernacle, body, blood, soul, and divinity, as the little red sanctuary lamp reminds us always. When we drive by a Catholic church, Jesus is calling to our hearts, just as he called out to the heart of this leper. He won't force his way into our hearts, but he's always inviting us there. Because of leprosy's repulsive ugliness and loathsomeness and separation from others that it entailed, the fathers of the church saw in leprosy an image of sin. St. John Vianney, the curé de Ars, the patron saint of all priests, said that if we had faith and were to see a soul in the state of mortal sin, we would die of horror. Unquote. We are all sinners, although by divine mercy we may be free from mortal sin. That is a reality that we should not forget. And Jesus is the only one who can cure us, he alone. Today we should remember that our very failings and weaknesses can be an opportunity to approach Christ, as the leper did. After his encounter with Jesus, the leper would have undoubtedly been an unconditional disciple of the Lord. So what about us? Do we go to confession with a disposition of faith and trust like the leper in the gospel? When you go to confession, if you can kneel, do you kneel in imitation of our leper in today's gospel? Do you have a real desire for purity of soul? Do we make sure to go to confession regularly? What is the real condition of your soul? Our Savior is inviting us to come up close to him, to kneel down in front of him and pour out all our miseries, hardships, confusions, and needs, praying the same beautiful prayer that this leper prayed. Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean, you can give me strength, and you can give me light. As Saint Anselm rightly says, the soul must forget itself and remain holy in Jesus Christ, who died to make us die to sin and has risen to make us rise for the works of righteousness, unquote. Jesus wants us to walk the path with him. He wants to clean us. How do we respond? We must go to meet him with the humility of the leper and let him help us reject sin and to live in his righteousness. And when we do that, do you think our Lord will be less generous with us than he was with this poor leper?